Now, the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And happy Friday, everyone. Happy Black Friday from the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review, also the co-author of Heavy Lifting. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. We trust you had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, remembering all the things you're thankful for, spending time with family and friends, hopefully not getting into too many political arguments, but hopefully you acquitted yourself well from a conservative perspective if you did. And, of course, we hope you enjoyed the feast. Today, of course, is Black Friday, so whether you're standing in line at a Walmart or some other place getting ready to hit the stores, or whether you're just sitting at your computer ready to shop online, today is a big day for shopping, and we are here to dispense a few political gifts heading into the Christmas season. Jim, lead us off.
It's a big gift. I know sometimes people don't like it when you get one gift for lots of people, but I bought it in bulk. I think it's pretty good. Greg, for every single Republican presidential candidate, I'm getting a copy of The Looming Tower by Lawrence Wright. If nothing else, it will help them in their next interview with Hugh Hewitt. The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. It's historical nonfiction, but it almost reads like a novel of how Al-Qaeda came to be, all the way up to the 9/11 attacks. And there's an afterword that was added after bin Laden was killed. But it's a really good portrait of where radical Islam came from, how it developed and incubated, the role of Afghanistan, the life story of bin Laden, Zawahiri, the whole crowd, the Muslim Brotherhood. Very informative. And I believe none of the presidential candidates have told Hugh Hewitt that they've read it. And that's like his first question, you know. Right up there was Alger Hiss a spy? And how many Ohio-class submarines do we need? So these are Hugh's got his tip. But anyway, if you read it, you'd probably know a lot about this important topic. And oh, by the way, since it seems like there's going to be a big topic in the primary, it's good to be brushed up on that. So a copy of that will be in the stocking for all the Republican candidates. And you know what? Maybe the Democratic candidates should give it a perusal too.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt. I'm going to stay in the book buying section for the first one here, and I think you're going to like this, Jim. For all of our friends who, and I use that word in quotation marks, who are protesting around college campuses, demanding safe spaces and whitewashing of history, or maybe whitewashing is not the right word to use.
Trigger warnings.
Some of these cases, gender inclusive bathrooms and all this stuff. I would like to give them all a copy of Heavy Lifting.
Good idea there, Greg.
Grow up, get a job, raise a family, and other manly advice. And I can't think of folks who need that more. And if there's extra space in the stocking, I might slip in the weed agency too.
Very good. I can't think of any better gift. And so for all the listeners out there, if you're looking for a gift idea, available at Amazon and fine bookstores everywhere. In that case, I have to skip ahead to my third gift, which was indeed actually, yes, getting people copies of Heavy Lifting. But I gave it to a slightly different demographic, Greg. I'm going to give this for every man who thinks he's getting a period, which is apparently 24% of all males in the United Kingdom, at least according to a poll that was recently surveyed over there and talked about in the Daily Telegraph. Gentlemen, you're not getting a period. Not even Caitlyn Jenner, okay? It's just not happening. Now, maybe the significant other in your life is getting a period, and that might be affecting your mood. That could affect you, yes, but it's not the case. So, yes, this is my book. I've been relentlessly shilling it all fall. My sympathies, if you're getting tired of hearing me talk about it. Regnery has a shock collar around me, and they zap it if I don't tell people to buy it every couple hours. So, but thank you, Greg, for also recommending it. Every little bit helps, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. My second gift is for new House Speaker Paul Ryan. When he came into office replacing John Boehner at the end of October, he talked about wanting to bring in regular order and bringing up important legislation through committee the way it's designed. But he had a more pressing issue at hand, and that was the fact that the Speaker's office stinks because John Boehner smoked in there so much over the past, I guess, 4+ years. And so I'd like to give him a giant coupon to ServPro, like it never even happened. It gets the smoke out of your furniture, and maybe he needs a rug doctor to get it out of the carpet. So whatever cleaning materials Paul Ryan needs to get the toxins out of the Speaker's office, not bashing the smokers. If, you know, the next speaker wants to do that, that's fine too. It's his office. He can do whatever he wants. But for Paul Ryan, who doesn't want that smell, he gets a coupon to get it cleaned out.
That's a very good choice there, Greg. Now, here, my last choice. I'm going to get this for one of the Republican presidential candidates. I realize it gets two presents. We're making these gift ideas and like, ah, ha, ha, yeah, we're all being very funny. This is one I'm almost tempted to get for him. I'm really serious. And no, it's not a love letter to Bobby Jindal. So you may not remember this, Greg, but back in the 80s when Donald Trump was a new celebrity on the scene, he was this icon, you know, he wrote The Art of the Deal and stuff. There actually was Trump the Game, made by Milton Bradley. And they came out with a new edition after he started doing The Apprentice and stuff. But I'm looking at it right now on eBay, Greg. For just $59.99, I can get Trump the Game, the original edition, mint condition box. I'm looking here at the back. Trump, it's like no other game you've ever played. On the cover, it just has him and it says, it's not whether you win or lose, but whether you win. Which, you know, what represents it better? I'm guessing it's kind of like Monopoly. I'm seeing a lot of money and all that stuff. You know, a little bit like, you know, real estate and trading and all that stuff. I'm guessing in the revised edition, you fire people. In addition to being, you know, a little bit of history, you know, do you ever see the day we'll be playing Jeb Bush the game?
No.
Your piece just sits there and nothing happens during the course of the game. There are big expectations that you're going to win. I'm looking at this and like there's a part of me that's like, do I really want to pay $60 is a lot, but it's in really good condition. And it looks like it's in the original plastic, Greg. I can't. Anyway, so there you go. I would like to get Donald Trump an original edition in case he's lost his copy, just because I think it's a fascinating bit. And you know, I don't want the new one. I don't want any of this stuff. I want to, you know, the actual when Donald Trump was this rising phenomenon of American culture that he had his own board game. That's what I want. That's what I think will be the big antique gift under the tree or next to the menorah this holiday season.
I would agree. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's fabulous and very classy.
Classy. It's attractive.
All right. As for mine, I have a gift for the incoming speaker, and I thought it was only appropriate to have a couple of gifts for the outgoing speaker. It was not necessarily a grand exit for John Boehner. He could see the handwriting on the wall, and there's a lot of grassroots conservatives who are only too happy to see him go. And as we've explained several different times, it's not the worst thing that ever happened for conservatives that he's no longer the Speaker of the House. But he goes on back to the private sector, and I think of the two things that John Boehner loves most. And you've given this gift to President Obama, hoping he'll spend more time on the course than actually ruining the country through various policies. Brand new spanking set of golf clubs for John Boehner and a carton of whatever he smokes. I just assume it's Marlboros, but who knows?
Probably some, like, you know, refined Ohio type that he can do. And also, I think maybe a new lawnmower, right? He says it's tan because he mows his lawn with, you know, all that stuff. So I'm guessing that's probably the very finest lawn in the entire state of Ohio.
Could be. So there you go, folks. Enjoy your gifts. They come with only the warmest sentiments from all of us here at the Three Martini Lunch. Jim, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
See you Monday, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us today, and join us again on Monday for the next Three Martini Lunch.